You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, I'm Drew Robinson, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message comes from TD Ameritrade. TD Ameritrade's learning experience is curated from their vast library of exclusive content and customizes to fit your investing goals and interests. Get started at tdameritrade.com/education. The U.S. sets a new daily record. A government project runs out of face masks, and Florida's governor refuses to pause reopening. Here's what you should know. According to Johns Hopkins University, the U.S. set a record for new coronavirus cases in a single day, with over 50,000 cases yesterday. It's the fifth record-breaking day in 8 days for the U.S., following a prediction from Anthony Fauci that the country could soon see 100,000 cases per day. After recommending that all Americans wear face masks, which can reduce the rate of coronavirus transmission by as much as 85% according to one study, the federal government initiated Project America Strong to distribute free masks to the public. But the project now appears to have run out, just as infections are reaching a fever pitch. Finally, as Florida shattered their daily case record, reporting over 10,000 new cases Wednesday, Governor Ron DeSantis has made clear that the state will not pause its reopening, saying, "We're not going back, closing things. I don't think that that's really what's driving it. People going to a business is not what's driving it." The state reported a 168% increase in infections in the month of June alone. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/tt.